Well, we say good morning to everybody after a couple of Heat highlights from last night. And I think after two games that looked exactly alike, two losses, it's obvious when you lose. And basketball is a unique game, probably more so than any of the other big three sports that we have. When your two stars are out, Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo, who's going to be out for up to 6 weeks, if not a little bit longer, aren't playing. Everybody's role changes. So other guys got to pick up the 40-something points. Sometimes role players are now asked to be front-line guys. I've been there. I've seen it in the mirror. And it's a lot more difficult. And it looked like it last night. I mean, I could hit you with all these stats. The Heat shoot 37%. The Cavs look like they're the best shooting team in the NBA last night, over 54%. Again, for a second game, the Cavs hit better than 50% of their threes. And here's the one that you know, wow, do we miss Bam. They got out-rebounded 46-28. And again, I know there's other big guys on the team and guys coming off the bench, but they're not Jimmy Butler. And they're not Bam Adebayo and his almost 19 points and 10 rebounds a night. So
it's hard to replace Bam. I mean, not that it's easy to replace Jimmy Butler because it's not with this team, but I think it's harder to replace Bam on the squad. They have a lot of perimeter play. They have a lot of guys that can play on the perimeter. But Bam, though, like you said, get out-rebounded like that defensively, the presence he has, the scoring that he does bring to the game too, but I think replacing Bam is harder than replacing Jimmy Butler.
Well, they're both. Yeah, I agree. The big guy for that, but Jimmy Butler, listen, man, the guy's 23-plus points
tonight.
Right.
Right.
They're missed. And Jimmy, I guess they're talking about being back maybe next week. I didn't realize he might miss some more games, and Bam's going to be gone for a while. And then the other problem is Duncan Robinson has gone ice cold. Missed all seven shots last night. I believe six of them were threes, but he is now shooting 31.8% on three-point shots, which a lot of guys that aren't good three-point shooters shoot 31% from three-point land. So Duncan's off to a slow start. Lowry wasn't great last night, 2-for-9. So you start adding that up, and you can kind of, if you didn't see the game, you could kind of go, oh, yeah, that was that was some ugly shooting last night, ugly all-around play. And obviously, as I said, role players have to play more minutes, and there's a reason role players are role players, and the stars are stars. And so it's just a completely different situation last night. And so till they get those guys back, it's not a panic situation. But again, in this league, when you lose your top two players and then you missed Hero the first game, and it looks like this is what it's going to look like. So anyway, that was one of the stories last night. Got a lot of other stuff that we're going to be getting to here this morning. The Dolphins did get some good news yesterday, as Devontae Parker will be back for this game. I think it makes a huge difference. I have learned when he's off for a month, he's still really good when he comes back. And the Miami Dolphins will pick up not just one, but looks like they'll have both of their centers back. Both Michael Dieter and Greg Mance will be back after one guy being on the IR for 9 weeks and the other guy coming back here, I believe, after 3 weeks for the minimum to come back. So good shape there for the Giants on Sunday. We'll have a lot more on that coming up as well. We got a lot of stuff to get to. So I want to get to this, and we've been talking a lot about this UM situation. So last night, I guess some of the comments I made yesterday. So I got some calls last night from some former players. By the way, I think everybody's got my phone number because it's not very private and hasn't been changed. So,
well, we give it out to everybody also.
So, yeah. Well, it doesn't matter. Everybody's got it. Like, yeah. Seriously, I'm surprised, like, everybody listening right now. Oh, I got your cell phone number, too. Everybody's got that thing. That thing's been around forever. Why don't you change it? Because I'll forget my number.
I don't want
to forget my number.
So, actually, if you go to our Twitter page, at Joe Rose Show, your phone number is in the profile.
That's right.
Yeah. And by the way,
anyone can get to it in case they need to reach you. They're upset about what happened on the show or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyone can reach you that way, at Joe Rose Show.
It's our new way of doing things, right?
Check out our
Twitter
page.
It is pretty funny. Like, somebody will go, oh, I don't have your number. Can I get it? I go, oh, you're the only one that doesn't have it. Sure, here it is. but so last night we got in the thing about, hey, I just want to tell you. Some former players for the Canes said, hey, listen, man, we think we got a chance to get Mario. I'm just telling you, I mean, we get the right AD in there, and we do this the right way. We're waiting for Friday. And they believe Oregon is not that serious, or why haven't they given him the big contract yet, and all this stuff. But, yeah, we got his number, and we think we got a shot. So I said, okay. Well, you said we don't have a shot. I said, well, you've dumped on him a couple of times. You're going to pay big money. And does he want to come back?
Well, that's the main question.
He's a Cane. Well, I get that he's a Cane, and his family's here. I get it. I get that he's close to his family, very close. Brother, mom, I'm not sure who's still in the Cristobal family, who's around, and I don't want to jump into his family business yesterday. But so like, you know, a lot of this you need to know. We're waiting to see what's going to happen. Of course, today is Thursday, so tomorrow night is
getting a day closer.
Is the Pac-12 championship game between Oregon and Utah. Round two, after Utah just friggin' pounded them. And, yeah, they're like, well, we get this guy has a lot of money for Nike, but how come he hadn't offered them, like, by now? All the guys are either changing schools and getting big money, or to stay where they are, everybody's redoing contracts, they don't lose their guy. Why, if Mario is in such high regard in Oregon, why haven't they paid him yet? So, okay, that's
a reasonable
fair
question to
yeah
ask. Yeah.
So they think they have a chance for the ones. And now, they still don't know because it looks like it's a divided family, which is the other problem of people that are in on the decision-making. So I said, hey, man, we'll see. You know, well, you said you think we have no shot. I said, yeah, that's how I feel. I just – you dumped on him a couple of times. Were you guys going to bat for him last time, or were you part of the – you wanted Butch – Or you wanted Manny, but now you want Mario. Like, I'm thinking about it. He must be thinking about it, too.
He has to be. Come on. He has to be. You so, brought that up the other day. It's the only thing I've been thinking about. Two times now that he's been kind of, okay, thanks.
Well, they jumped,
no thanks,
they jumped right after Mark Richt thing. Manny was still, had just signed with Temple, and they wanted to get him back here and keep it where it was and the things they're able to do. And but this whole thing is they, and by the way, they do agree this thing is very strange, and those guys are all frustrated. The fraternity of former players, which we always talk about, I don't think they have any pull, but they are a strong group, and the most what they do down here, that Canes thing they talk about, I don't think 99% of the former great alums, including Alabama, have that. I really don't. I don't think they get together. And no matter when you played, if you're a Cane, you know, you're part of that special club going way back to all the great players, Foreman and all the rest of those guys before they took off in the 80s. It's a very unique thing being down here and seeing it. And a lot of them share a bond of being first-round picks. A lot of them share a lot of them have national championship rings. So, yeah, it's a special bond. A lot of them are from here, and a lot of them live down here.
But do you truly believe if they put the right person for AD or football czar or whatever they want to call, if there's a second position, that they have a better chance at Mario? If because some of those guys do think that, like you said. But do you think that? Do you think that if the right two people or right person was put in place, that Mario would take that call and say, I'm ready to go?
No. That's just me.
Right, right.
Now, he may be dying to get back.
Right. No one knows that. Correct.
So, because the guy goes, did you talk to him? Like, I have to know. Did you talk to him directly? I'm no. Didn't talk to him directly. But I have trouble believing. I don't know. Maybe you guys out there think, no, Mario will come back. You're missing the boat. Columbus kid, Cuban family, very close. If they're going to pay big, big money, and I guess that's the other part we haven't talked about. Does anybody see the University of Miami paying one of these, and I'll throw out Penn State, Michigan State, USC, LSU combo type of money.
10 years, $100 million.
Yeah, close or 80+ million.
Well, if you want Mario, you can't underpay. Like you can't.
No, you're
Mario,
not getting. You're right. Not getting the Florida no tax.
No, but it, just
no, but you're gonna have income. To hope that Mario really wants to be here because Oregon's gonna match or beat whatever Miami offers, assuming they want to keep him. Which I'm guessing that they
can.
Do.
The University of Miami offer but a 10-year, $95 million deal.
Like all these guys, they want this director of football position or whatever. You think Mario's gonna want to report to someone like that?
I don't
think any of the big name coaches are going to want to report to anyone. They're going to want to run their own deal, and they'll report to the AD, I guess. But these guys all run their own deal here. They don't need someone overseeing their program.
I think that Oregon deal is a little different because I almost feel like you report to Phil Knight. I have this vision because
he's the AD.
Everything. Well, you remember? You guys remember
football
this?
Football coach is the AD. That's
you guys. You guys remember when the insurance head of insurance company became the athletic director, and everybody goes, "What the hell?" Phil Knight wanted the guy.
That's it.
I don't know if you guys remember that. That was it was kind of a crazy story, and they go, "Okay, whatever you want, Phil." I mean, he's given $1 billion.
Whatever you want, Phil, is basically the answer to anything there.
The university, and now he only has $65 billion left.
Oh, man.
So
poor guy.
That's a unique situation. So I think most schools, and I can't say all of them, but I think most of them work pretty closely with their athletic director. You know, you got to have somebody and go to because you need something, you know, pops up. You got to go to, you know, you don't handle all that stuff. You're handling football day to day and recruiting day to day and all the problems of your 90 something players that you have. And listen, they're teenage and 20, 21 year old guys. They're going through being dads for the first time to I'm flunking out of school, help. I'm having a lot of problems at home. So, you know, they got to worry about that stuff. So when it comes to the rest of that stuff, yeah, I think the athletic director is important, and I think you want the right guy that you can work with, and I think that's what they're trying to sell Mario on. Hey, if we get this job and, you know, Alonzo Highsmith or Gino, you know me, and we know how this thing works. We got a feel for it. We got rings or we've won a lot of games. We've been part of this thing. I don't know. It's
I think it just also comes down to the fact at the end of the day, can they offer that type of deal?
It's well, he's gonna need money. That's without saying.
At the end of the day,
$4 million ain't gonna cut it.
No, but you can put the right guys in place, you can have the right pitch, you can bring him down here, you could talk to him, maybe he wants to come back to Miami. But why would he take a job here for less than what these guys are making around the country when he's as hot as they are?
Yeah.
10 years, $95 million looks like they're going right now.
So that's why this thing has got a lot. You got to get everybody on the same page. And you don't think Mario's looking and knows what's going on here? You don't think he knows a couple of Cuban guys that are kind of running things at the top? You don't think that community's small and he doesn't have a pretty good idea of who's doing what and who? By the way, he probably even knows which guys like Manny and which guys like Kiffin and which guys, you know. I don't think a lot of that's in that circle. They're pretty aware of all that stuff. And I'm guessing Mario's got a pretty good idea, even though he's 3,000 miles away getting ready for a championship game. But I don't know. It's just my take. We'll see. Hey, by the way, we got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning. Tyler Van Dyke is going to join us. Yep, big award for him. Congratulations. He's going to join us. ACC Rookie of the Year. Really no surprise with the numbers that he ended up putting up. So he's going to join us. We've also got Pete Prisco going to join us, CBS Sports Football. Dave Hyde's going to join us to talk about this this crazy UM stuff coming up. We'll get into all that stuff with him and get his take on it as well. So we have a lot of stuff coming up. Pete Prisco will join us in just a moment. But first, before we get there, I want to get to your South Florida Chevy dealers. More importantly, I want you. I've been at the South Florida Chevy dealers. Just got myself a new Trailblazer to go with my Tahoe. Yeah, I'm all in on Chevy. And I think you will, too, when you see the new products for 2021. Wow, the SUV family. I always start with the SUV because we got the perfect SUV for everybody. Whether you're looking for the big, big, comfortable Tahoes and Suburbans with that new look and more space, or maybe it's a midsize SUV like the 2021 Traverse. Boy, it just got so much space. It just doesn't feel like a midsize SUV. It feels bigger on the inside. I'm talking about your big family being comfortable everywhere you're sitting. And then on top of it, the look is fantastic. Our smaller SUVs like the Equinox, even those new Trailblazers, I think just look really nice and really fun to drive. And then right over to all those Silverado trucks. Yeah, you can't mention Chevy. I could never mention Chevy and not talk about those strong, durable, great-looking trucks that are perfect for your lifestyle. You probably see them everywhere. They're as good as it gets. You need to stop by and see, man, and you're going to find out this from your South Florida Chevy dealers. These are the best overall products we've ever had. I think you'll agree, and we've got convenient locations everywhere. Dade, Broward, even Monroe County. So find new roads. Come on, man, get rolling. You're looking around for something new? I know you're going to love what's going on at your South Florida Chevy dealers.
It's good to have DP back out there. You know, he's looked pretty good in practice today. To me, it didn't look like he was limited in any of the reps, so that's very encouraging to see. We're still trying to find our rhythm, you know, playing complementary football in all three phases of the game. And then I would also say, you know, we're really close as a team. You know, I haven't done, you know, a lot of things off the field with many of my past teammates than, you know, I have, you know, this year with guys. And so, you know, I would say we're really close. It's really like a family, for sure.
Ah, Tua and family during the holiday season, man. Sounds pretty good. It's amazing when you win four games in a row. Everything just is
The press conference
better.
Changed a little bit, right? Everything changed just a little bit.
Well, listen, right? His first comment was the best comment, and that's Devontae Parker's back. And hopefully he'll be able to finish this thing out as the schedule starts to pick up here, and you've got these two home games, and then you got two road games, and then you come home. And you're going to play the Patriots, and to have a chance, just adding another one of your frontline receivers on the outside is huge. And other part is the guy that snaps him the ball, both of them, Michael Dieter and Greg Mantz being back is big. I mean, listen, we have played four centers. I can never remember in all the years with this team that we have gone through four different centers have played or had to take some snaps. I don't think I can remember it, along with Cameron, Tom, and Ryder. It's just I don't remember it. And your top two guys, and Michael Dieter, who looked like he got off to a pretty good start, has been out for a long time here. So it's
I can't
good.
Believe I said to Colin Krabs the other day, I'm excited to get Michael Dieter back. But I didn't think I would say that a year ago or 2 years ago when everything was going on with him. But, man, it's nice to have a little bit of stability if he comes back and plays the rest of the season.
If center's his position, right. And he started, looks like he could have found a home, because the thing at guard did not work out. And, hell, coach got fired over the damn thing, basically. So if they can get Michael Dieter going here with this group and they keep playing the way they are and get this thing going the rest of the way, starting with the Giants and then the bye week and then the Jets and then off on the road for a couple weeks and then, yeah, the last game of the season, man. I don't know what the Dolphins will be playing for. Hopefully it's something. But I know and have a real good feel that the Patriots are going to be playing for more than just a playoff spot. I can just tell you, when you're used to it, they expect it, no matter who they are when you're on that Patriots team, and that is we got to get the number one seed. And so, and by the way, all of a sudden it's not so crazy with everything that's going on in the AFC and the way they're playing right now. So that should be a fun one, man. The last one, I don't want to get ahead of myself.
The last two, Tennessee also going to be playing for something at the end of the
maybe.
Season, too.
You yeah, know, we'll see how
right up there. Right.
If they get some receivers back and can get that thing rolling. But anyway, yeah, we got a lot of stuff coming up here. Panthers and Sabres tonight. Panthers back home after that unbelievable comeback they had with four goals in the third period. I mean, I hope you had a chance and people that were there and hung in there with it and didn't leave early. You got to see one of the great ones that you won't see a whole lot while you're watching Panthers hockey. And then Thursday Night Football, the Cowboys and the Saints tonight. If you need your little football fix, or again, as I always say, you got fantasy football, got a couple of starters in there tonight. We'll have that. And of course, then the other stuff that we have going on. Dave Hyde's going to join us with some of that stuff coming up here in the early 7 o'clock hour. And that is what I consider to be, some will say, the University of Miami's doing the right thing by taking their time And once football is over, I always say this, whether it's a head coach or athletic director or a combo of both, this is one of the strangest deals I've ever seen, the way they've handled this thing, because of the timing. And the problem is the end of the season and National Signing Day are real close to each other. And the joke has always been, if you fire a coach after the season and you don't get a guy in here real quickly, you can lose a lot of players and just basically have a wasted recruiting class. So
where does this benefit, you know, when someone says that or comes out with that comment, where does this benefit the University of Miami for taking their time to hire the AD, to figure out the coaching situation? Like, where does it benefit? Like, I get, you know, some people would be upset if it was just the quick, oh, we have to hire, you know, just to get a guy in here. Okay, fine, that's one way to look at it. But where does it benefit dragging your feet on this by not putting someone in place and not figuring out who the head coach is going to be going forward, like you said, when we're less than 2 weeks or whatever and change away from National Signing Day?
So first of all, I can never remember, and if somebody can remember, please let me know, because a lot of you are a lot smarter when it comes to history and past years than I am. I never remember having a coach out there that doesn't know 100% that he's got a job for next season and he's out recruiting. I think it's really unfair to him, and it just looks – it's terrible. No matter what anybody writes, it's terrible. It's horrible. And for the life of me, I'm dying to find out, like, so tell me, what's the right AD that you're looking for? Or is it that you guys can't all agree on one? Like, some of you like this guy more and – others like this person more, and this person who's got the most money that's going to put in the most money for a new coach doesn't like your number one choice. And so, and I get it. I mean, that's, you know.
But it's not helping anybody.
But it's ego. It's money. Hey, by the way, you're asking me to put in a lot of money. I don't like that guy, and I don't like that guy. What I heard, I don't like it. That's not the guy I want. And then some of them are going to have their favorite former Canes. And I'm sure this is coming into play with a combo of Alonzo and our Heisman Trophy quarterback, Gino Toretta.
Right.
I'm sure it's a combo of both figuring this thing out. What will be their roles? Well, they're going to be a little different. They're not your normal AD head coach. We're going to put kind of more of an NFL feel to it with like a GM or a front office recruiting coordinator, or whatever name you want to give it, but somebody that the head coach can really lean on and trust. And by the way, I'm not against it, but you got to do something here. Like, and then the worst part is, it's like wasted recruiting. Like these players know, they read it, they hear it. They know, their families know, like, Manny's coming today. Oh, that's nice. I like Manny. Hey, Manny, so got to ask you the awkward question in the room. We appreciate you recruiting our son. And, man, you know, it's an honor that he's good enough that you're interested in him. But where do you fit into this thing? Like, have they told you? Like, it's a fair question from every parent.
Well, coach, are you going to be the head coach next week of this team? Do you know that for sure? Like, you know that by signing day, will you be the coach for my son?
Are you? Yeah.
Can you answer? Just that, it sounds like a simple question, right? Manny can't give that answer right now, unless we don't know something.
Unless he's been told, don't worry about who the AD is, you're in and you're good to go. And I just feel like a combination of the people that are working for the president of the university to the athletic director right now to – the two or three people that are expected to give the most money in this thing that have said, I'm not happy with the way things are. I'm willing to put in X amount of dollars. I just don't feel like everybody's on the same page. It feels like that. I don't know any of them. I don't know them well enough to make a call. But
it just seems like that. It seems like there's three or four sides to that table. That's
but
it.
It's really like, and what can take you so long, except for you're not all on the same page, to figure out what the structure is going to be going forward? I get the South Florida culture, and I get the way the Canes used to do things. But bottom line is this, we got to get better players. You want to win more games? Get better players. That's it. Get better players. Get more players that look like the receivers and the running back and the quarterback at the end of the season. Get more players that look like those three safeties, those three young safeties you have. Find more guys like that, and you'll win more games, and everybody will be happy, and it'll look closer to what it used to be. I don't know if it'll ever get where it was, but at least it'll look good in the ACC. But, yeah, it's a crazy story. Anyway, Dave Hyde's going to join us coming up here, and he's been pretty critical of everything. So, of course, anytime you get somebody agrees with you on stuff, you have to have them on and talk about it a little bit. Yeah, I'm just sitting back as a guy that's kind of been through it and seen it and seen how it's worked all the years I've been down here and getting to know all the characters involved, because our station has always been home to University of Miami. It's just for a long time, but it's been this is a strange one, folks. Even if you're out there and you're in the decision-making right now, you probably know that you look a little dysfunctional right now. You must know that. Like, that can't be a secret to you. All right, we got to go to break, man. We got 7 o'clock hour. Don't go away. Dave Hyde, you're not going to want to miss it. We're going to get him going this morning on this whole Mario. And if he thinks this holdup is about, like a lot of people, this all has to do, Joe, how can you be so stupid? This has to do with the Oregon-Utah game Friday night for the Pac-12, and then Mario could be coming out with a big decision. Okay. I don't have his personal cell phone number.
Is that win or lose in this game?
I don't know. Right. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. But I got a feeling a guy from Nike's going to have a little say-so in this thing. The man worth $60 friggin' billion. My God, I was blown away. $60 billion friggin'.
That's a lot of bees.
That's a lot of shoes.
Yeah.
Hey, right now I want to talk to you about sports-related injuries. Hate talking about them, but you know and I know we all get injured. The more active you are, your children, your family, your friends, the more active you are in team and individual sports, sooner or later we all break down. And then we want to go to the best. Well, the best top sports medicine program in this town and one of the tops in the country, Miami Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Institute, a big, big part of Baptist Health South Florida. Man, they have put together a group of doctors. That's why so many teams trust them. So when you ask me, where do the pros go? And I go, well, enter Miami, the Heat, the Panthers, and the Miami Dolphins. They all trust Baptist Health. And those doctors they put together who do nothing but work on athletes. Most of their business is athletes every day. And then you got all these great specialists that they've recruited in here to South Florida, paying them big bucks to take good care of all of us. Achilles, knee, shoulder, ankle, back, hip and knee replacement, hand specialists, and then some of the best physical therapists in the business. One goal, get you back out playing the sports you love the most. Million-dollar athletes trust them. You should too. Hey, the next time you have any kind of injury, visit baptisthealth.net/ortho and make an appointment. Got a brand new beautiful facility right off 595 in Pine Island with the big pineapple. You can't go wrong. When you have an injury, it's about getting you healthy. Nobody does it better than Baptist Health South Florida.